Just as universalism is gaining ground in liberal circles, annihilationism is gaining ground in Christian conservative circles. J.I. Packer once said that Western evangelicals live in a post-Christian, human-centered, self-absorbed, feel-good secular culture which reduces all religion to a private hobby. The modern passion to find dignity and worth in all religions presses upon them. Their imaginations have been contaminated with the world's disgust with people like Jonathan Edwards and his attempt to make vivid the thought that without Jesus Christ we are but sinners in the hands of an angry God. Clark Pinnock, who is a professor at McMaster's Divinity School, said this, "I consider the concept of hell an outrageous doctrine. It's a bad doctrine which needs to be changed. How can Christians possibly project a deity of such cruelty and vindictiveness whose ways include inflicting everlasting torture upon his creatures, however sinful they may have been? Surely a God who would do such a thing is more nearly like Satan than like God, at least by any ordinary moral standards, and by the gospel itself. Surely the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is no fiend. Torturing people without end is not what our God does. Everlasting torment is intolerable from a moral point of view because it makes God into a bloodthirsty monster who maintains an everlasting Auschwitz for victims whom he does not even allow the dignity to die." In response, theologian Millard Erickson said, "If one is going to describe sending persons to endless punishment as cruelty and vindictiveness, and a God who would do so as more nearly like Satan than God, and a bloodthirsty monster who maintains an everlasting Auschwitz, he had better be very certain he is correct. For if he's wrong, he is guilty of blasphemy. A wiser course of action would be restraint in one's statements just in case they might be wrong." Well, as I started saying at the opening of the broadcast, annihilationism is gaining ground as we embrace a kinder, gentler theology perfectly suited to a feel-good generation. Hell's imagery is more common today in comic pages than in church pulpits. Preachers prefer to dwell on more uplifting themes. Hell has all but disappeared, and no one seems to have noticed.